Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, please take your seat. Hare Bo. In this evening, we will hear some Krishna Katha. So we will hear about this unique Leela, the meeting of Radha and Krishna. It's a Leela which I have narrated a few times here and there, but I always waited to come to Vasana to offer this to Srimati Radharani, because it's very, very much in the mood of Vasana, and the major part of this Leela took place in the palace. And I really request you to listen in a very attentive way. It is a major devotional service to listen, to give your ear and your attention to the katha. I think we usually don't think of hearing about Krishna as a service, but in fact, in scriptures it is said it's the main service which conditioned souls in this world do. So let us please offer our obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Zatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Govaktavinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripe. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpataru Vaischa, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha. Adhitaram Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
My dear devotees, let us listen to the immortal words of the Chandogya Upanishad. For receiving the mercy of Krishna, I surrender unto his energy Radha. And for receiving the mercy of his energy Radharani, I surrender unto Krishna. By worshipping Radha and Krishna together, a devotee becomes freed from all the sinful reactions. And when he is thus fully satisfied in his heart, he goes to the eternal abode of the Lord. My dear devotees, before Krishna decided to come into this world to spread auspiciousness, he went to Srimati Radharani and said, "Please come also." But she answered, "No, I won't go. I can only stay in Vrindavan, my dear Krishna. I won't go into the prison house, the material world. There's no Vrindavan." Krishna smiled and ordered Giriraj, Govardhan and Yamuna to come down just so that Radha would appear. Radha finally agreed under one condition. She said, "My dear Krishna, the first person which I see in the material world must be you. Only then I will appear." And Krishna said, "Tatastu." In this way, Radha appeared, but she was blind until she saw Krishna. Until Lord Krishna came to her little bed, she was blind. Only then, when she smelled the fragrance of her Lord, did she open her eyes. Yes, we could tell many things about that meeting. But that was only the meeting which happened on Radharani's appearance. How she met Krishna for a longer time and engaged in pastimes is a most astonishing story. If you hear this with love and attention, your heart will be bound to beautiful Radha and her ever playful Lord of Vrindavan. Listen, my dear devotees, listen as if your life is dependent. How Radha and Krishna met for the first time and stayed together for a long time in a loving pastime. We will start
in a storm.
Once Nanda Maharaj went with his little infant boy Krishna to Bandiravan when a storm came into the forest and suddenly filled the sky with clouds and strong winds, which fearfully moved the new tamal and kadamba twigs and made them fall. Then terrible flashes came, and a great blinding darkness fell over Bandiravan and frightened the little infant Krishna in Nanda's arms, who then began to cry. Nanda became afraid. He clutched his little boy and ran through the drenched forest looking for shelter. All of a sudden, with an effulgence greater than millions of suns, shining from all directions, Nanda Maharaj, the king of the nine Nandas, saw Brishabhanu's beautiful daughter Shrimati Radharani. Shrimati Radharani ki! She was fair, splendid as millions of moons. She was dressed in blue garments and decorated with anklets and ankle bells that tinkled sweetly. Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed when he saw the beauty of Radharani and said, "I know you are Radha. Gaga Rishi told me the secret. My son is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you, O Radha, are his first beloved. But now there are clouds, and my boy is so frightened. Take him home, please. I have to look for the cows." Shrimati Radharani took baby Krishna in her arms. She had this form, which you can see on the picture. She was grown. Krishna was a little little baby. When she felt the touch of baby Krishna, she smiled and she said, "Nanda, you have made me very happy. Ask for two blessings." Nanda Maharaj said, "O Radha, beautiful goddess, if you are pleased with me, then let me have firm devotion for the lotus feet of you both. Let me have devotion for your devotees. Let me have their company. Let me have this millennium after millennium." My dear devotees, imagine if Radharani would stand before you as you go through the forest of Vashana and ask, "My dear Gopal Das, I am pleased with you. Ask me for two blessings. Here are good blessings. Let me have devotion for Radha and Krishna. And let me have what?" Something like that. "The company of your devotees." It's a very good blessing. This pastime, my dear devotees, happened in the material world. In the spiritual world, Krishna's eternal form is that of an adolescent, the Navayovana. However, here in this world, he appears in a baby form and then he grows. So, Radha was carrying Krishna in her arms, going through the forest and wondering what happened to this most attractive little boy whom she knew as her lover. As she walked with him through the forest of Vrindavan, the forest magically transformed. The trees began to shine like in the spiritual world. The ground began to sparkle with different colors like in the Chintamani Dham. All of a sudden, Goloka descended here into this world with beautiful desire trees, and the river Jamuna had jeweled steps and golden palaces. There was Govardhan, but made of jewels and glistening golden peaks. Everywhere maddened bees flew around. And there were cooing peacocks, paravatas, and cuckoos. Everything was like in the spring. In this beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan, Krishna, who was a little boy at that time, magically transformed himself, shwup, into a teenage boy grown up, and together Radha and Krishna went through their world. The two transcendental lovers then decided to act out the pastimes of marriage and called Lord Brahma to come down as a priest. Then Krishna played so many wonderful pastimes with Radharani. When they came to the Yamuna, he decided to make Radharani laugh and took away her 100,000 petal lotus from Radharani's hand and suddenly dove into the Yamuna water with all his cloth. Laughing, Radha quickly took Lord Krishna's flute and stick. When Lord Hari said, "Give back my flute," Radha just laughed about him and said, "You give back my lotus first." In this way, many pastimes happened. Then Krishna said, "Let me decorate you, Radha." Radha sat down. You can see this picture in the Sriji Mandir. And Krishna put many wonderful flowers on Radha. And then they switched roles. Radha said, "Now you sit down, I decorate you." And Krishna, taking the mood of a Dira Lalita hero, sat down. But when Radha wanted to put the first jasmine flower on him, Krishna changed back into a little baby. "Ag, ag, 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 ag." Radha said, "My beloved, what has happened to you?" Let us imagine, you know, in a playful, romantic atmosphere, the lover says, "You please decorate me," and the beloved starts to try to put flowers on him, and then he's a baby all of a sudden. Then the ras is gone. So Radharani said, "What is this?" But little Krishna started crawling on the ground and cried, just as when Nanda had given him to Radharani. Radha saw her Lord Hari in this way and cried out, "Oh Lord Hari, why do you show this illusion to me?" She wept and wept until there was a voice from the sky which said, Socham nurade yama kuru tvam manorataste bhavita hipaschat. O Radha, don't lament. In time, your desire to be fully together with me will be fulfilled. Radha had faith in those words of her beloved Krishna. She took the little infant boy, brought him to Vrindavan, and delivered him to Yashoda. Here, Yashoda, your little boy, Nanda, your husband, gave him to me. He said he had become afraid from the storms. Here is your Krishna. May I have your permission to leave now? Yashoda was pleased, and then Radha very slowly and thoughtfully moved home. She always thought about those words, "I will soon meet you." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare From that day where Krishna had been with Radha and then again disappeared, and then becoming a little boy, Radha was longing for her lover to return. One day, Radha's most intimate friends, beautiful Lalita and Vishakha, went to the palace of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and they approached Radha, who was sitting in her room looking to a place from where she thought Krishna might appear, looking very much into the distance. And they said, "Oh, listen, beautiful Radhe, he on whom you meditate and whose virtues you praise again and again comes actually here and passes your father's palace. Oh Radhe, in the evening Krishna comes from the west, returning with the cows. He is with many cowherd boys. You should see him. He is so handsome." My dear devotees, this is very important. Great devotees who feel longing for Krishna look into the western direction. When the sun sets, they know that this Krishna sun will rise from the western horizon. He will return. And many devotees who meet Krishna report that the meeting takes place when Krishna returns from the fields and the forests of Vrindavan with his many cows. This time of the day is called Uttara Goshta. It's the time when Gop Kumar also met Krishna for the first time. So Radha said, "When will the sun sink into the ocean of the western horizon? And when will the Krishna sun rise from that ocean to cool my eyes and my heart? I don't know if I can survive many more moments. Lalita and Vishakha, can't you paint a picture of Krishna so that I can look at this painting until he comes from the western horizon?" Lalita and Vishakha immediately sat down to complete the task, and a little time later they gave a most beautiful picture of Krishna into Radha's longing hands. Then the sun started to go down, and all of a sudden Lalita and Vishakha called out, Hey Radhe, come to this window and look through this window which goes to the western direction. There you will see him coming with a cloud of dust into your vision." So Radha ran to the window, and there, approaching the palace, she saw beautiful Lord Krishna with the effulgence of an emerald jewel coming in her direction. And as if he didn't know, he looked up to the palace, right into the window where Radharani was looking at him. And when Radharani met the eyes of Krishna smiling at her, she went down and behind the window and fell on the ground in a faint. There was another very short meeting. When Radha woke up again, she said, "I can't tolerate this separation any longer. I will die within a few days. Lalita, can't you do anything?" So Lalita, that very day, went to search for Krishna. And it is described that Lalita thought, "I must tell Krishna what Radha feels for him." Finally, after searching throughout Vrindavan, Lalita found Krishna in a very unusual situation. She found Krishna all alone under a kadamba tree, in a solitary place, laced with a network of flowering Madhavi vines. And there, you can imagine, it's like a kunja, like a room, but with flowers, with flower vines in the forest. And Krishna sits there all alone, leaning against the kadamba tree. Lalita just felt, "I have to speak to him the truth. Krishna, do you know, since the day she first saw your wonderful form, Radha has been stunned. She's like a motionless puppet. She always looks to the western direction and does not even speak. Everything has become tasteless for her. Her ornaments have become for her like burning suns. Her beautiful clothes, which would be the pride of everyone, is for her like a shower from fiery sparks. Perfume smells bitter for her. Her palace is like a wilderness, and without you, she feels that the moon is a pot of poison pouring its poison upon her. You see everything. What is there in the world that you do not know, Krishna? It is said that you are equal to all, but an even higher information is that you love your devotees and care for them. Why then are you neutral to Radharani? Why don't you run to Radharani, who is about to die in the flames of separation from you?" Krishna that time was leaning against the tree, but now he was shivering, and with a voice as deep as rolling thunder, he said, "O Lalita, please know, we both feel this love in our hearts for each other. O noble girl, it is not that only one of us, Radha, feels it. It is completely natural that she loves me. In this world, there's nothing equal to the love which she bears for me in her heart. Very soon, I will fulfill the desire which she expressed in Bandiravan when she said, 'Where are you, my lover? Tell her, saintly devotees take shelter of pure love for me. This love is beyond the touch of matter.' No, Radha, that there is no difference between Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. Anyone who knows this will attain my spiritual abode. But fools who see the slightest difference between Sri Radha and myself, Sri Krishna, fall into the net of time. Soon we will be together. Soon I will meet Radha. Only little time is separating. This was enough for Lalita to hear. She ran to Radharani and said, "He loves you also." He said, "Only fools think that you two are separate. Please, somehow serve Krishna with unalloyed love, and then he will appear before you." So at this moment, Chandranana entered. Chandranana means the intelligent gopi. "O Radhe, do you wish to meet Krishna?" Radharani said, "Chandranana, if you know the way to meet Krishna, tell me how to do that." Chandranana said, "Very simple. You have to worship Krishna's devotee. You have to make Tulsi Puja. Tulasi is the best of Krishna's devotees." So, I will not be able to spend time on this beautiful episode. Radharani gets all the instructions from Chandranana. She gets the Tulasi hand, worship handbook, so to say. Goes into a forest in Vrindavan, plants, builds a wonderful pavilion, and there worships Tulsi. And at the end, she distributes of her 1 month of Tulsi Puja, she distributes gold to 1,000,000 Brahmanas. Radharani, no problem. And then she looks toward the sky and she sees a Vimana, a transcendental airplane coming with Tulasi Devi on it. Radha bows down and pays her obeisances to Tulasi, and Tulasi says, "Don't pay obeisances to me. I should pay obeisances to you. This is only the pastime of the Lord who wants to teach his devotees how to reach him. But please don't exaggerate." So then Tulasi knows Radha wants a blessing, and Tulasi blesses Radha. "Very soon you meet Krishna. Have a little bit more patience." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
go! I go!
You must sing a little bit more joyful now, because it will become very joyful very soon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Sri Krishna came to know of the austerities which Srimati Radharani had undertaken in her Tulsi Puja, where she had laid for 1 month on the bare floor, had worshipped Tulasi every day with strict vows, just to obtain him. In his heart, Krishna desired to illuminate the glories of Radharani and show them to the whole world. And he chose to do this by outwardly appearing to test Radha's love. It was one morning when Krishna smilingly moved towards the palace of King Vrishabhanu, and just 200 meters before the palace, when no one looked, he transformed himself into a wonderfully shining gopi. Now Krishna was decorated with tinkling anklets, with bells, with rings, with jewel bracelets, armlets, and pearl necklaces. He had a splendid nose pearl and beautiful dark braids which looked like a sword with the glory of sunrise. When Krishna came close to the palace of his beloved, he looked at King Vrishabhanu's beautiful kingly fortress. Oh, it was surrounded by high walls and a deep moat. There were 4 gates in this palace, each guarded by royal elephants which were as black as kajal. Before the palace were many colorful horses that could run as fast as the wind or the mind runs. There were chamaras, splendid pavilions, courtyards, cows, calves, saintly bulls. However saintly bulls look, I don't know, but they were supremely saintly, these bulls. And there were cowherds that had flutes and sticks and sang very sweetly. Then the magically transformed Krishna, who looked as dazzling as the most beautiful woman, went through the palace. He passed through many courtyards. He passed by all the guards. And everyone let him, or should we say her, pass. Then, finally, after passing through so many big halls, he came to the innermost quarters where Radha was. Let us hear what happened. Srimati Radharani was at that time wandering in the palace courtyard. You must know that there were very fine curtains anointed with kumkuma paste. The floor was covered with an abundance of shirisha flowers and drops of malati honey. So much that they touched the ankles of Srimati Radharani. Please let us see this picture. Apparently the whole floor was covered with these red flowers, shirisha flowers, and there were honey drops on it, and Radha moved over this ocean of flowers with her
feet, which were also like red shirisha flowers, and floated. All of a sudden, King Vrishabhanu's daughter Radha saw how the disguised Krishna entered her palace courtyard. Krishna's splendor immediately eclipsed the splendor of all the other girls. Srimati Radharani immediately understood the greatness of this visitor. And with both arms, she rushed towards that magical girl and embraced her. When she embraced that girl, she began to shiver.
Who are you?
Come with me. Sit with me on my glorious throne. She happily said, "Friend, welcome, welcome. Please tell me your name. I'm so very fortunate that you have come to me. But when I touched you, I felt something which needs an explanation. Your sidelong glance, your words, and your pleasing smiles are like that of Lord Narayan. Oh, beautiful one, come here in my palace and meet with me every day. Or if not that, then give me your email address."
Facebook.
No. "And if not that," I'm sorry, I was slightly bewildered. "If not that, then please give me the address of a place where we can meet regularly." Krishna listened very smilingly to the words which pleased him so much. And then he said, "O girl, which is as beautiful as a thousand lotus flowers, I feel great pleasure as you look at me with your beautiful lotus eyes. Even in the city of Indra, no one has ever seen or heard of anyone like you. Dear devotees," then Krishna introduced himself, "my name is Gopa Devata. Call me like that." And in this way, the first meeting came together in a disguised form. They fell totally in love with themselves. They were laughing. The two girls were singing. They played with a toy ball made of flowers. They glanced at each other and walked holding hands amongst the trees of that garden. Finally, as the sun climbed down that invisible ladder in the west, Sri Gopa Devata said, "O Queen of Braj, sunset has come. Nanda Nagara is far away. I must leave you now. But I promise, next sunrise I will return to you. Of this there is no doubt." You must know, my dear devotees, if someone meets Krishna, even if he is disguised, they will fall totally in love with him, because Krishna's beauty, his wonderful gestures, his fragrance, his charm is such that he is all attractive. The cowherd boys in Vrindavan go mad in ecstasy when they walk with Krishna through the forest, and Krishna disappears as he passes behind a tree for the fraction of the blinking of an eye. They go, man, where are you, Krishna? Then I'm just behind the tree. I'm just coming, says Krishna. But don't be so mad. They are very, very attracted. So when Radharani heard that Krishna would leave her, she began to weep. She fell to the ground like a banyan tree struck by a powerful wind. Everyone fanned her with many fans. Then Gopadevata spoke to Radha. Please, do not doubt. At sunrise I will return, O Radha. Don't lament. If I don't go now, I will break my promise to milk my brother's cow. Then Krishna walked out of the palace as Radha looked after him. And as he was 200 meters or so away from the palace, he disappeared in the forest, and there turned back into Krishna with a very mysterious smile on his lips. I will not tell you about the night which Radha spent that day. She was desperate. Sleep didn't come to her weary eyes. Her girlfriends were afraid that she would leave her body that night. But she said, how can I leave Gopadevata, who comes in the morning by sunrise, will find I'm dead and she will cry. So let me stay alive. My dear devotees, in the morning, Krishna magically transformed himself back into a woman and went to Vrishabhanu's palace to calm love-crazed Radharani. Upon seeing him, Radha became most happy again. She stood up from the bed of death, the separation bed, offered him a seat and worshipped him according to the custom. Then Radha said, oh my beautiful friend, I was very unhappy at night without you, but now where you have returned, I'm like one who has found a great treasure. Oh beautiful one, first you have made me happy and then you have made me sad. My dear devotees, this is a theme in Krishna Leela. My dear devotee at the door, please listen very carefully now. Yes, it is you who look as if it were not you. Krishna always appears to a devotee and then disappears. He does this even when you chant Hare Krishna. There are moments where you feel Krishna is right there, isn't it? But then there are moments when you feel I'm light years away from Krishna. Why is Krishna appearing and disappearing? Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book a beautiful passage where he explains why Krishna sometimes does not reciprocate with his devotees, why Krishna sometimes seems to wait in the distance. It's when Krishna returns to the gopis and he addresses them. My dear friends, beautiful gopis, you might be aggrieved by my acts, but you must know that sometimes I do not answer my devotees calling for me. I do not always reciprocate with my devotee's dealing. In other words, the devotees give so much to me, but I seem to give nothing back. Listen why this is so. My devotees are very much attached to me, but sometimes I do not reciprocate their feelings properly in order to increase their love for me more and more. If I can be very easily approached by them, they might think, oh, Krishna is so easily available. So sometimes I just do not respond. My dear friends, do not think for a moment that I have been dealing with you as if you were ordinary devotees. I know who you are. So, my dear devotees, Krishna tells here why he is sometimes not present. He disappears so that we long more for him. So when you feel dry and tasteless, good, now you can long more for Krishna. And when Krishna sees how you long more for him, then he will come to you. I find this very significant. But whom do you love more? A person who talks good about you only when you are present? Or do you love that person more who talks good about you when you are absent? See, everyone says nice words when we are present. And when we are absent, and the absence usually is Kali Yuga, oh, he is very foolish. Oh, he thinks he is... has a beautiful nose, but he has a nose like the trunk of an elephant. You know, and we talk like this in the absence very easily. But imagine you would hear Devala Rishi. You would hear there was a meeting in Mayapur. It was all about you. And they said this Devala Rishi is the best. He plays flute like a kanara. And his smile is a combination of Radhanath Maharaj's smile and Niranjana Maharaj's smile. He is just so good, you know. Then he would say, these are my friends, let's go to Mayapur. You know, they talk good in my absence. Isn't that we sometimes even know when we hear Burijan Prabhu, there was a meeting all about you. We go usually, oh my God, this means trouble. It's like this in this world. Gaurahari, I saw five brahmacharis meeting in the room and talking all about you. Oh my God. They will say how I secretly love sweets and steal them. We know, in the absence, no one talks good about us. We fear that. So Krishna wants to see how do you talk about him in his absence. How do you talk about him, or how do you chant Gopati when it's not blissful Mayapur Yatra? This is something we have to know. When Radharani spoke about how unhappy she was in the night without Krishna, she all of a sudden saw a very sad expression on Gopadevata's beautiful face. You know, she was talking to her best friend, and all of a sudden the best friend went like, Radharani stopped her talking and said, oh beautiful one, why do you look so unhappy? Gopadevata, please tell me, did when you were away, did someone find fault with you? Are you maybe separated from your husband and you long for his embrace? Krishna was inside smiling, but outside looked very depressed. Then he said, No, it's not that. A terrible calamity happened to me. I was returning at sunset. All of a sudden, I see Nanda's son Krishna walking on the pathways by the hillside. I came the same way. I had yogurt with me. Suddenly, Krishna stops me, grabs me by the hand, laughs and said, "Now you must pay a tax to me." You know, it must have happened there in Sancharikor, it's called, huh? Yeah? Then that expert in tasting nectar became most aggressive when I said, "I will never pay anything to you. You are a rake. You are simply greedy after yogurt. You have no right for my yogurt." Imagine what he did. I have to read this. It's so shocking. He took the yogurt pot and broke it. After he broke my pot, he drank all the yogurt. By the way, you can still see the stones here in Vashana still have that white mark of the yogurt. So he drank the yogurt, then he grabbed my cloth and ran off towards Nandishvara Hill. It's because of that I'm so unhappy. Although he is a cowherd boy, today he has become a Lokla Shudra because of his very unsaintly behavior. He's not a hero, and he does not have a good character. But you, Radha, seem to be very attached to Krishna. Today, you should free yourself from your illusions about Krishna. Give up your love for this Krishna. When Radharani heard her Krishna being criticized, she smiled. Worshipped in her mind Mother Saraswati so that she could speak the truth, and then said to a happy Krishna who listened, disguised as a girl, "Foolish friend, why do you criticize my Lord Krishna, the original and perfect Supreme Personality of Godhead? He playfully came to this world to enjoy pastimes and at the same time remove the burden of the earth." And she goes on to describe why Krishna is very good. He says, "Krishna runs always after the cows, and the dust of the cows make him gray. He chants the cow's name. Day and night he sees the cow's beautiful faces." He is blessed. Even Shiva runs after him. Krishna killed demons like Vatsasura, Agasura, Kaliya. And Krishna has so much love for his own devotees that he follows them everywhere as he goes and roams over the planet. When Krishna, in the form of Gopa Devata, heard this, inside of his heart he was so happy. But in order to test Srimati Radharani, he pretended outwardly to be surprised and said, "O simple Radha, your intelligence and your words are not in harmony with the Vedas. I can believe your words only if Krishna, who means so much to you, his dearest devotee, if Krishna appears to them." Now, this was the problem. you know, Radha was herself longing to meet Krishna. And now she had said, Krishna is most attached to his devotees, and Gopa Devata asked for a proof. If Krishna is so attached to his devotees and you are worshipping him as a devotee, where is Krishna? Bring Krishna. Show me Krishna. Then only I believe that Krishna loves his devotees. But if Krishna stays away from his devotees, I don't believe that he is merciful and that he is who you tell he is. It was a very beautiful scene, the last scene.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hai Bom
Gopa Devata said, O Radha, you have said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, always comes where his devotees are. You are his devotee. Only if the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes here in person and confirms your words will I believe them. Otherwise, I think he is a rascal. Srimati Radharani answered, O girl with the beautiful eyebrows, Krishna has said, I will come. He promised me. Previously, I had told you that everything what I have here, including my palace and all my wealth, is yours. But I must inform you, if Krishna should personally come here, I will not be able to give you any attention. If the Lord who wears a forest garland actually comes, I shall give everything away to him. But in case the Lord Banamali, he who carries a flute, does not arrive here, then I will give you all my riches and all the palaces. And I will go to the forest and try to to run in the forest of Vrindavan until I find him there. Then Srimati Radharani stood up, bowed down before Nanda Nandana Krishna, who came disguised as a woman, and offered him her seat. Then she sat on the floor, closed her eyes, and began to call him through her meditation. In this way, she first connected to him in her mind. Lord Krishna watched with great love how his beloved Srimati Radharani started to perspire and manifest all the signs of deep longing as she meditated upon his name. He watched how her face filled with tears that ran down her neck as Srimati Radharani's gopis friends looked on. Lord Krishna became so pleased at heart that he suddenly manifested his own male form and stood before Radharani, who was still meditating. With a voice as deep as thunder, Krishna said, "O Ramburu, O Chandravadana," that means girl who has a face like the moon, "O Braja Sundari, O Radhe, O Priya, beloved, O Navala Yovana Manashila, O girl with all the virtues of youth, now open your eyes, look, I was caught by your sweet words and I have come." When Srimati Radharani heard this deep voice, she opened her eyes and saw before her Lord Krishna. She could only look at him. Her desires were now fulfilled. And as she embraced Krishna, through her eyes and her heart, she became very, very happy.
My dear devotees, the picture is actually here. You can see that Radha and Krishna look at each other. And what goes on in their looking is so wonderful that the parrots on the swing talk about it. You can later come to this altar and look at this beautiful picture. In fact, the whole room is all about this pastime. In fact, this picture is all about this pastime. In fact, all of Vashana is all about this pastime. Braj Mandal is all about this pastime. Our life is all about this pastime. Krishna wants to see that his devotees sincerely long for him. It is described when what Krishna says to a soul who returns to him. He says, "I know what you went through. I know that for me you became a homeless beggar, searching everywhere for the real treasure, which is me. I know that many people did not understand you when you became a devotee. I have not forgotten your tears for me. I know now, my dear devotee, there's nothing I can give you in return for the austerities which you undertook looking for me.
I only have one thing in my possession, and that is what I'm giving you now. I'm giving you myself. So this is so nicely expressed in this pastime. Krishna in this pastime takes his dearmost devotee Srimati Radharani, with whom he is eternally in the spiritual world, and invites her into the material world to show the drama of love, that he disappears from his devotees to increase their longing and their love. And when that longing and love is mature enough, then Krishna is there immediately manifesting himself before the devotee. The devotee, on the other hand, thinks, I am like a flower. I am now like a budding flower. You know what is a bud? Bud means a pupolnjak, knospe in German. A knospe, or a bud, or a pupolnjak, I think it's something like this, does not yet manifest its full colors, and not yet its full fragrance. The bud only has a potential for this. So in the same way, we are not yet mature in devotional service and cannot manifest our whole love for Krishna. Our fragrance is not yet there. Only another fragrance we have. The bathroom fragrance. We need to develop the love fragrance in our life. Then we can only be pleasing to Radha and Krishna. This Vashana retreat is a sincere effort for all of us to mature in our love for Radha and Krishna. And I must tell you, I saw you at Vilasgarh chanting. Whew, you did so well today. Some of you fell also asleep, which was fine. We had a sleeping tent this time. Next time we have a luxury sleeping tent with men and women division, like a train, and so on. Because we know Vilasgarh can be a little tough. But you all made your experience. You all tried so hard today. Tomorrow we will take you to a more easy place. Tomorrow we will kidnap you to the best of all places, as far as we are concerned. Rupa Goswami's place, Teh Kadamba, which is not like a hot mountain top, it's like a sweet garden. You will see. Well, you won't believe your eyes. It's so garden-like. And we will, again, we will use tomorrow's day to prepare ourselves for the day after tomorrow, our 64 rounds day, which we will also take in the place of sweetness in Teh Kadamba. Krishna will look at you all the time. Maybe he comes disguised as a Brijbasi girl. Maybe he stands behind the tree, or at Vansivat, or at the bank of the Yamuna. But in Vrindavan, Krishna's eyes are everywhere, and he will look how you are chanting, calling for him. And then one day he will also appear and say to you, look, with a voice as deep as thunder, he will say, caught by your sweet chanting, I have come. Look. So this is a little bit this pastime. I'm very, very happy that I was allowed to recite it. I always wanted to recite this pastime in Basharadam. I noticed Guru Jampabhu is much better reciter than me. He is really very, very, very.
I personally
see. We will just chat for two more minutes and then we will end on time. I can't believe it. So let us now put everything into this last chanting for today. And then you can do all nonsense. I'm joking. Then the day is over.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Prabhupada, Prabhupada.